Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least five people were injured, four critically, in a stabbing on a Chicago, Illinois train in the city's north side. The incident happened around 2 a.m. local time Friday on board a Red Line train near the North Clybourne Station. The station remains closed and is being bypassed during the investigation. An arrest has been made. The Supreme Court will not allow the Biden administration to implement a policy that prioritizes deportation of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest risk to public safety. The court's order Thursday leaves the policy frozen nationwide for now. The vote was 5-4, with conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett joining liberal justices, saying they would allow the Biden administration to put in place the guidance. SCOTUS announced they will revisit the issue in November. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Black Sea may open up for Ukraine to export some of its food products. Officials from Russia, Ukraine, and the United Nations plan to sign a deal to resume exports on Friday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres added that the parties involved had come to an agreement, but cautioned that last-minute problems could still arise. Big cities are asking the federal government for help, the same request made by border mayors for years.
The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are asking for federal help with illegal immigrants and asylum seekers that they claim are overwhelming their shelters. Eagle Pass, Texas Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Roman responds to their cries for help on Fox News.
Good luck to them, because we haven't gotten the help that we need for over a year, so I don't know how they expect to get it. So somebody, if they do, I would be interested in knowing how they're getting it over there and we cannot get it here down in the border.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
China will launch the second module of its Tiangong space station on Sunday. It will be the first laboratory module to be added to the space station after the 16-meter-long core module was launched in April of 2021. The latest module, called Wen Tian, or Quest for Heavens, will launch on a Long March 5B-Y3 rocket. As many that have seen the Hunter Biden laptop files understands U.S. laws have been broken, the Biden Department of Justice is a different story. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky on Newsmax, believes the Department of Justice is working on the least offensive charges from the Biden laptop.
Hunter Biden's left a trail that any prosecutor would be hard-pressed to turn a blind eye to. Now, the Department of Justice is trying to figure out what they could do, in my opinion, to charge Hunter Biden with the least possible offense and protect him from congressional oversight. That's been my fear all along. I've predicted for months now that he would be indicted before January when Republicans took the majority. And when he gets indicted, and we ask him to come before the Republican Majority House Oversight Committee in January, he'll say no. We'll subpoena him. He'll reject the subpoena. We then take the subpoena to court. The judge will more than likely look at that and say, well, he's already under investigation in a federal court, so we're not going to require him to show up for a deposition or for a committee hearing.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Yeah, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
Bill Martinez.
What's that 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got Project 21 member Michael Austin joining us. He is a free market economic consultant, president of Knowledge and Decisions Economic Consulting. Spent his professional life educating about and fighting for pro-family, pro-freedom public policy. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate your economist background. We need to get the economy straight and understand what we're dealing with. The Biden administration and his acolytes, there's just something about the Beltway that twists mathematical objectivity into some sort of fuzzy math, as has been described. And, you know, what kind of, you know, alternate universe are we dealing with when it comes to the economy here?
Well, I think when we look at the job gains, we're looking at prices. I think it tells us that we are in the figurative deep breath before the economic plunge. There are so many conflicting reports, some going up, most going down, that I think it tells us that not only is a recession not looming, I think a recession is already here.
Exactly, I agree. And I'm not an economist, but, you know, the thing is always, as we know, anything that's governmental, it takes a while, because everything's based on snapshots. And but everyday people, when you go to the street and you talk to the everyman, they're telling you, what are they talking about? It's not transitory. It is here. It is amongst us. The pain in my wallet is holding me back here. It's not fun.
Yeah, everyone has an experience. We're all dealing with the pain at the pump, the pain at checkout. And, you know, if you look at the latest inflation report, which is a 9.1% jump in prices, that means for the 15th straight month, American wages have fallen. You know, the Biden economic agenda, I think, can be summed up quite plainly: ruin lives and then blame others.
Right. Well, and I guess that seems, you know, as far as the bottom line, that seems to be the case. But there's a deeper bottom line to all this that is a bit confusing, because you don't think a president is going to, harm the people in the manner of which his policies are harming us, right?
Well, that's the thing, right? They're not really focused on the consequences or the ugly reality their policies create. They're more enamored with the vision. That's why even though, you know, higher gas prices are hurting low-income families, they'd rather talk about how you could now buy an electric vehicle. Forget about how feasible that is, right? Just paying an extra
$30,000
to $50,000 a year. They are more focused with the utopia vision they have in their heads than looking at the ugly reality right in front of their nose.
And it's a hard sell against the real-life understanding of the American people. They just look at the real world, and they're going, wait a minute, this is all a theory? I mean, you're calling us to come into all this this pain that's going to be thrust upon us based on a theory? I mean, you couldn't sell it to your own constituency while you were campaigning, and now, supposedly, your understanding is you have a mandate to impose this green agenda upon the American people, and we're not buying it, and because we're not buying it, you're going to make us suffer for it.
No, I think you're exactly right. I think this type of rhetoric, this type of messaging that we're hearing from D.C. isn't for us, because clearly it's not connecting. I think it really is for their fringe far-left base, because they're far worried about being blown out in the midterms. But what that ultimately means is that they have conceded that their policies are not what America needs in order to see productivity, in order to see growth and innovation. They've acknowledged that. So I think now they're throwing the rest of us under the bus, and they're only focusing on their far left voter base.
And the thing that's so dangerous about this at the end of the day, Michael, is that you will do this. If you don't comport, we have ways to force you to do so. I mean, that is very dangerous that we have this kind of totalitarian government on the rise.
Yeah, it really is. And clearly nothing's getting any better from it. I mean, you have Wall Street closing its worst first half performance, what, since the 1970s? IPOs, initial public offerings across the world, have fallen about 54%. Consumer confidence is down the drain at a 9-year low. I mean, this is not evidence of a recession on the way. It's evidence of a recession that is here. Clearly more control isn't getting us out of it.
And, Michael, the American people, thank God for this information age to some degree that we live in today. We see what's happening overseas with these other nations. I mean, look what Europe is doing. They said, look, we've been there, done it, bought the T-shirt. We don't like it. And so rolling blackouts and, you know, pain from this climate agenda just is not the order of the day. You know, we've got to bring back fossil fuels and fracking because we're getting killed here.
No, you're exactly right. Not just Europe. Didn't we just hear about Sri Lanka having a revolution?
Yes.
Because
exactly.
Of the ESG standards that have been imposed by government. I mean, the truth and the answer here is simple. We need to unleash American energy. We need to let businesses do what they do best, and we need to get government out of the way. You know, when someone tells you that this stuff is complicated or that the answer isn't easy, what they're basically telling you is that they want to avoid what is easy and what is simple and what is the truth. And we must hold their feet to the fire.
Exactly. And Sri Lanka is a perfect example, Michael, as you cite, is here they are ESG-wise. I mean, they were the poster child of this green agenda and doing all this great things, organic fertilizer. Oh, yeah, that's right. Here in America, we're having fertilizer issues as well. I mean, this is all a portent of what could be at our doorstep if it's not already here.
You're right. You know, there's a saying, if you get woke, you go broke. And unfortunately, that unfortunately means widespread poverty when you're taking it on a national scale. And that's where we're headed towards if we don't hold our legislators, our congressmen, and our senators accountable. And so, you know, what I really, you know, need is the solution to the economic recovery is to cut the federal budget, get government out of the way, and let people do what they do best and prosper.
Exactly. This is the natural forces. When you let them, you unleash them and allow them to do their natural thing, it goes well for us time and again. I mean, we've got a history replete with this kind of experience, but yet now you get Democrats, you get ruling elites that think they know better based on their theory. I mean, it's like they're in some silo in a faculty lounge just, you know, thinking how brilliant they are. Well, look, we went through it with 8 years under Obama. We tried all these different theories at grave expense. But somehow the people forgot about it, and they thought, well, let's bring a derivative of the Obama administration in the form of Joe Biden, you know, back into play. And I guess maybe we just didn't, I don't know, experience enough pain. Maybe we're just masochistic at heart. I don't know.
Well, I don't know about you, but I experienced plenty of pain through all these policies. But you know what?
Yeah.
I bet the elites that are pushing this agenda, I bet they're not feeling a thing. And that's part of the problem, right? It's easy for them to impose these types of these utopian policies, even if they fail, because ultimately we're not holding them accountable. So if we want these things to stop, we have to show them the consequences of the policies that they're pushing and make sure that they feel the pain just like the rest of us. If we have to tighten our belt, so should they. Cut the budget.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, it's kind of like, what was it? Obama's energy czar, Secretary Liu, right? He's sitting around, being driven around in his government vehicle, saying that he didn't have a problem with America paying $8 a gallon for gas. Of course, he didn't have a problem, to your point. He's not experiencing the pain of it, but we the people and people on fixed incomes are in all sorts of pain. And right now, we haven't got, thank God, we're not at $8, but still, to go from, $2 to $2.25 to go to over $5, and if you're in California, you're up to $7 a gallon of gas. I mean, there's a lot of pain there in River City, I got to tell you. Got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Michael after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Project 21 member Michael Austin continues with us. He's a free market economic consultant, president of Knowledge and Decisions Economic Consulting. Michael, right before the break, I wanted you to come back and re-summarize, you know, to put a ribbon on what we were talking about, what you just said.
Sure. I said, you know, even though these Green New Deal policies might be fine for some, you know, liberal elite on the coast, here for, you know, let's say people in the center of the country in the Midwest, not only is that hurting their wallets, it's also ending their livelihoods. And it just goes to show how these one-size-fits-all policies from a D.C. bureaucrat isn't what America needs right now.
Well, Michael, I appreciate you coming on to sound the alarm, and the alarm needs to be heard because this is really serious. I mean, right now we're talking jobs, but as we mentioned, you know, you talk about Sri Lanka, saw what happened in Venezuela and Cuba. What follows is the loss of life. This is a very dangerous and precarious yellow brick road that this country is traveling on that is antithetical to our American values.
It really is. You know, this country was founded on the belief that we needed appropriate checks and balances to inhibit, you know, our worst impulses. Because if you think about human history, whenever human beings get more power, you know, it unfortunately can lead to poverty and death and overall societal destruction. Our framers knew that. That's why they put in place the Constitution to keep those impulses at bay. But these woke standards, these ESG points, have no set of accountability and allowing human beings to, you know, exert horrible acts on the people just to fill their own egos and power.
Help our audience understand ESG, this movement, this kind of feel-good, you know, fuzzy-sounding, you know, concept that in reality, history, empirical evidence has demonstrated that this is just greatly deleterious, isn't it?
Sure. Well, ESG stands for Environmental Social Governance Standards, right? So it's a way of evaluating businesses and investment decisions. You know, for almost all of human history, we evaluated businesses by profit and loss, right? You know, are they making a profit? Are they making a loss? What are they going to do in the future? That should affect whether I invest in this business or not. ESG is completely different. Instead of looking at profit and loss, it evaluates companies on how woke they are. And as we know, when we're talking about woke and Green New Deal and you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, it has nothing to do with, you know, objective metrics. And that's why it causes so much trouble, because it has nothing to do with making a company better, making its customers better, or making its employees better.
And what does this mean for the investor, Michael?
Well, what it means is, you know, your money that you're putting into this company is more about making you feel good than making sure that your bottom line is growing, which is completely antithetical to being an investor. You're in the market to make money. And by making money, you can help other people. It helps employees. It helps customers by giving them better products or services, all that good stuff. But when you're more focused on whether a company is woke or not, then that means you're not really focused on, you know, creating a value into the economy. And that's the danger, and that means that we don't grow, and then the economic pie shrinks instead of getting bigger.
And you can say goodbye to your 401k, because now it's all, you know, based on, you know, as you said, if you go woke, you go broke. So your 401k now is going woke, and it's going to go broke. And this is what's happening, because you are abandoning the free market. I mean, it's kind of like what's happened with Disney, which is quite shocking. Here they are going over the top in their wokeism. They lose $44 billion right out the gate, Michael, and they don't even shrug. They just keep on going, and they're holding the line, and you know, here it is. And to even give them further evidence, they go with this with, you know, Buzz Lightyear, which should have been it was an excellent franchise before, and it should have been a blockbuster opportunity for them, and the box office went in the tank because of this theory and this philosophy they bought into. And they're continuing to lose money, and now their stock, I mean, look at their stock. Once, you know, a price stock, I think it's now under $100 a share.
not just Disney, but Netflix. You even have Starbucks in recent news closing stores because there's too much crime and nefarious deeds happening in their California, Oregon, and Washington stores. But that doesn't stem from, you know, it's not a random act that's happening. It's all because they have made decisions based off of, you know, appeasing the far left as opposed to making sure that they can earn a profit. And now, unfortunately, they're living because they're living by the woke sword, they are dying by the woke sword. And, only in a capitalist system will they realize that they need to adapt if they want to make money again.
It's like defying gravity. I mean, you're sitting there thinking, well, gravity doesn't exist until you find out that it does. And you can be thankful for the free markets and capitalism, you know, to teach you sometimes the hard lessons that you need to learn. Hopefully, we don't have to go, you know, too far down the road here like some of these other countries like Venezuela or Cuba or Sri Lanka or Ghana, right?
No, hopefully we don't, but it's only if we make sure that we keep our government out of the way. When government is spending, let's say, untold amounts of money, when it is, you know, pushing Twitter to cancel free speech, when it is, you know, pushing these ESG standards on companies, once again, it's making them push these policies without having to face the consequences, which means that it will be, you know, exacerbated. And that's why we really need to make sure that this upcoming November, we hold our, you know, congressmen accountable and we, you know, get individuals in there that can really keep our best interests at heart and uphold a capitalist system.
Well, you're right, Michael Austin. I mean, the pain for those that want to buy into wokeism, they need to feel this pain so severely in much the same way that Bill Clinton did when he made the announcement to the Democratic Party and saying the era of big government is over. And he can thank the Republicans. He can thank the silent majority that came out that really saved his presidency, didn't they?
I think Bill Clinton was the last conservative Democrat, you know, we've had. Remember when he instituted welfare reform and he put, you know, means testing on that to make sure that those who got handouts worked first? And now that type of policy, you'll find that nowhere within, you know, D.C. Democrats today, which is kind of unfortunate. But it really talks about, you know, but it really shows the need to getting back to some sort of common sense reform, common sense laws, where a government doesn't need to tell you what to do. It just needs to give you the opportunity, right, to lift yourself up and to make your life as successful and as happy as you want it to be.
That's the essence of the American dream, isn't it, Michael? That you go out there, you can be productive, right, and do your own thing, provide for your family, and let government do what it does best. But when it gets outside of his lane and thinks that somehow it needs to be elevated to some level of deity, boy, we're in trouble.
No, that's exactly right. It's the reason why America, you know, is the shining country on the hill, so to speak. And the bigger our government gets, the less our American exceptionalism stays. And that's really why we need to make sure we hold our officials accountable and we make sure we keep that government as limited as it can be.
And we can only hope that the midterms will be so dramatically telling that it will cause all politicians, people who are there to represent we the people, not to serve themselves, but to serve the people truly, that they will have some sort of renewal and rebirth of what service to the national constituency means, and that it will be for the best for all concerned. Hopefully we could have that kind of turn and realization. If not, if it continues down this road, then, the manifesto of, of Marxism and others before it, the Saul Alinsky's of the world will be realized. We've been dancing with this devil long enough. Hopefully we've had enough experience with it and are fed up enough with it that, we can get this country back on track, Michael Austin. What do you say? We got about 50 seconds left. Go ahead.
I think we most certainly can hold that government accountable, and then in our own personal lives, you know, uphold, you know, good free market constitutional principles and values. That way we can change government as well as change our societal culture.
Well, Michael, look forward to having you back. He's a Project 21 member, free market economic consultant, president of Knowledge and Decisions Economic Consulting. Michael Austin has been our guest. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
At least five people were injured, four critically, in a stabbing on a Chicago, Illinois train in the city's north side. The incident happened around 2 a.m. local time Friday on board a Red Line train near the North Clybourne Station. The station remains closed and is being bypassed during the investigation. An arrest has been made. The Supreme Court will not allow the Biden administration to implement a policy that prioritizes deportation of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest risk to public safety. The court's order Thursday leaves the policy frozen nationwide for now. The vote was 5-4, with conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett joining liberal justices, saying they would allow the Biden administration to put in place the guidance. SCOTUS announced they will revisit the issue in November. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jordan Goodman. Yes, you've been waiting, but you don't have to wait anymore because he's here right now. America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And we've got all kinds of things to talk about in the world of finance. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, I guess we can say that the R word has come sooner than some had projected. I think most of America is in agreement that we are in the midst of a recession.
In some ways we are. In some ways we're not. I mean, certainly the inflation has been really hurting people's pocketbooks and causing them to cut back on spending. But we still have a very low unemployment rate. You don't have a 3.6% unemployment rate in a recession. That's never happened before. So maybe we're going to start seeing layoffs and the employment picture getting worse. But where we are right now with inflation at a high level but unemployment at a very low level is typically not what you would see in a recession.
Right, but there's some attributes of pain that is recession-like that brings the R word and I guess the reality of some pain. So we'll see how that can, if we're able to catch up with this. But I think basically what I'm hearing most people say, Jordan, that one way or another this is it's inevitable because of the policies and the amount of spending the government has been doing.
Well, that's right, and what changed in the last 2 weeks or so is that Joe Manchin of West Virginia basically said no more. He's not going to sign on to all the new spending policies that Biden wanted for climate change, for tax raising taxes. It's all gone. That's just dead now.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that Biden's not going to get anything done between now and the midterms, basically. That was his chance to put his stamp on things. It's because it's a 50-50 Senate and Manchin's not going along, not going to happen.
Right.
So in a certain way, that's good, because we would have had even more spending, which would have been even more inflationary, and Joe Manchin's basically the last defender against even more inflation here.
How about all that this money, this COVID money, that's still kind of out there floating?
It is.
I mean,
it is.
You know,
it's being used for other things than COVID, but it is mm-hmm. being used to some extent. But this was a massive
right.
stimulation of the economy when in 2020 the economy basically stopped and everything was closed down.
Mm-hmm.
The response was a huge fiscal stimulus from the government, handing money out to people and companies of all types. And the huge monetary response with the Federal Reserve just printing trillions of dollars. Both of those are being reversed now. We're not having any new stimulus from the federal government, and the central bank is raising interest rates and shrinking its balance sheet. It got over $9 trillion. They're reducing that every month by a little bit. They raised rates by 0.75 point in June. They're going to clearly raise rates, I think, 0.75 point at their end of July meeting. They're going to raise rates again in September. So there's fiscal tightening and monetary tightening to counteract the huge easy money supply we had and easy spending that was brought on by the pandemic.
Well, I know the president is irked anytime we talk about the I word, inflation, 9.1% last time around. What do you see? Do you see an increase, or do you see a flattening out here?
The one thing that's changed is commodity prices, which really have been falling quite mm-hmm. sharply. Oil was 120, and now it's 95 or so. Copper and corn and soybeans and lumber and aluminum, all these areas have really dropped quite sharply in the last month or so, because the Federal Reserve's raising interest rates is slowing the economy, and the feeling is that that's going to slow demand. The actual current supply is pretty tight of those things, but the market mm-hmm. anticipates the future, and it's anticipating lower demand, and therefore that's why prices have fallen so sharp. But just give you one example, lumber. Okay, lumber was in super tight. There was just not enough around at all for the amount of home building going on. Now, right. people are backing away from buying homes. In fact, they're canceling contracts for buying homes. Home builders are getting much more worried, and so demand for lumber has gone down. That's just an example of how the Federal Reserve's policies is kind of working its way through to lower prices for lumber.
Exactly. Well, our audience was especially impressed because you gave them a new phrase, and they're holding on to this, and this is the inverted yield curve.
Right.
You really got their attention with this.
Well, the inverted yield curve has continued to be inverted. In fact, it's getting more inverted. Inverted means, under normal circumstances, long-term Treasury bonds, like 10 and 30-year Treasury bonds, have a higher yield than short-term Treasuries, like Treasury bills, 3-month bills, or two-year notes, things like that, because normally mm-hmm. you want to be paid more for taking risk for a longer period of time. That's the kind of normal mm-hmm. positive yield curve. But where we are right now is that short-term rates, for example, 2-year Treasuries are about 3.1, and 10-year Treasuries are about 2.9. So short-term rates are higher than long-term rates, mm-hmm. and that's because the Federal Reserve is pushing up short-term rates, is going to push them up even further when they raise rates again in July. But long-term rates have come down because of the fear of the recession coming. So that's the inverted yield curve. And every time you get an inverted yield curve, you get a recession within 6 to 9 mm-hmm. months after that. And we've had that inverted yield curve for about a month or so. So that's a pretty clear signal mm-hmm. That things are going to be slowing down, which is what the Fed wants.
Exactly.
The Fed wants a slowdown. I'm not sure they want a recession, but they certainly want the economy to cool off, which is the way they think you have to bring down inflation.
You're really walking a high wire here, aren't you? I mean,
yes.
it just, you know, you're just hoping, okay, you just do just enough without, you know, causing things to really go to hell in a handbasket. But the other thing that you mentioned early on that we need to revisit, and that is, you know, the employment, the growth of employment. I mean, that has to slow down also, right, in order to
just
allow the economy to kind of catch up with things. Yeah,
just beginning to. I mean, we still have 11.5 million unfilled jobs and about 5.5 million unemployed people who don't have the skills or willingness to take those 11 million jobs. Okay, so there's a big mismatch there, and that is inflationary in itself, because employers have to pay higher wages to attract the workers, and they have to pass those higher wages on in the form of higher prices. So that in itself is an inflationary procedure as well.
Exactly.
Nothing the Fed can really do about that particularly.
No.
But that's a long-term situation.
Yeah, because the Fed can't control everything. I mean, you've also got businesses that are saying, look at the tea leaves don't look good here, so we're not where we would normally hire. We're not going to hire. We're going to be, we're going to play it a little bit closer to the vest and much more conservative than normal because of the, the projections that are before them.
And you're seeing that. For example, Apple, which has been growing nicely, recently said it's going to slow down its hiring. Google said the same thing. Facebook said the same thing. The tech area, which had been a big source of growth of jobs, particularly high-paying engineering and tech kind of jobs, have been slowing a lot. Some of that's supported by advertising, and advertisers pull back in this kind of environment.
Right.
The whole crypto space has collapsed, basically, and you've had bankruptcies of Celsius and Voyager and Three Arrows and other companies. A lot of layoffs happening in crypto land right now as well. So these are the early harbingers of more layoffs and slowdown to come.
Minute and a half left. I wanted to talk about Elon Musk and the court battle with Twitter. What do you think? Is this
going to lose?
A Mexican standoff to get well? you don't think that they're going to try to renegotiate a little bit? I mean, do you blame the guy? I understand. There was some conditional agreement into this deal, but when you you look at it and you look under the hood and you go, wait a minute, the engine's missing.
Well, but he signed a contract which has said no due diligence. I'm just going ahead and doing it. Okay, and explicitly said he's got an ironclad contract to buy Twitter at $54.20 a share. It's now about 37 or something like that. And he's ruined Twitter's reputation. Their stock price has fallen. Their employees are demoralized. They've had advertisers run away. I mean, he's kind of ruining the company. Talk about damages. There's a lot of damages to Twitter.
Yes.
And he's got an ironclad contract, which I think is going to be upheld by the Delaware court, where they're incorporated in Delaware. And it's going to be one of the first times I ever remember where somebody's being forced to buy something they don't want to buy. And that's the situation it's going to be. And he's been hurting as well because his Tesla stock has dropped dramatically.
Exactly.
It had been over 1,000. Now it's 700 and something. So his wealth has gone down a lot. So $44 billion, which didn't seem like a lot to him then, it seems like a lot more to him right now. And we'll see, but the trial's going to start in October. The whole thing is accelerated.
He's America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home.
Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for Sam. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl. Yes, we're going to go to Sam's Corner and check out the latest viral videos as she presents the latest update on the viral videos that people are talking about around the world. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to hear your voice. This first story is quite touching. I think one of the things you think about often, at least I do, when you hear of older people passing, how tragic it can be. You know, people have been married for a long time. Oftentimes, kind of like with Johnny Cash and June Carter, you hear stories of, one will pass, and then within short order, months later, the mate will pass. Always find that to be quite interesting, right? And it just, again, just kind of, touches our hearts in thinking that's the way, marriage, should be, I guess, in a sense, or that you would care so much for somebody that you'd be so, as the Bible says, the two become one, that you'd be so united in such a way that you would, be that way in life and into the next life as you move forward. I find the timing to be quite interesting. And this first story that you share with us is about an elderly woman who lost her husband and her home in one day. I can't imagine what that must have been like for her. But for the neighbors, and even for her, it was a great opportunity, right? And who would have thought?
That's right. Who would have thought that it would have turned out this way? So this all started in Arizona in January 2020. Jane LeVar, her husband of 58 years, passed away in their Glendale home. And whenever she called the ambulance to come get him, they found her in living conditions. There were just the house was just in a disarray, and they were forced to condemn the house. So that's how she ended up losing her house on the same day. So of course she's being dealt a horrendous double blow. I mean, either of those things would be something devastating. The loss of her husband is hard enough, but then to not have anywhere to go. And so her neighbor her name is Carmen Silva. She barely knew her. And she, and, you know, this lady, like Glenn or Jean, she had no children. And so it was like, she's kind of in a situation where, you know, a lot of people, when they're older and something happens, like if their kids are around, they'll try to do what they can to help. Well, if you don't have that and you don't have, other family or friends as a support system, you're in a mess. But Carmen Silva, she decides to take Jean in, and it ends up being a blessing. So Carmen Silva lived across the street. And she actually already had multiple kids in her small house. Mm-hmm. Her sons move out of their room so that Jean can come live there. And she becomes like a grandma to them. And she finds this whole new family. And then her community gets together and they decide that they're going to redo her house for her. And it became a blessing upon a blessing. So now she's got her house done across the street, and Carmen and her are kind of sharing houses back and forth. And I just think it's one of those things that goes from being such a sad story where you just, like, your heart just breaks and you're kind of, your blood runs cold at the thought of anybody having to go through that. Let alone,
if Carmen Silva wasn't there to take first step and keep her in the community, she'd have just gone away. She'd have just been another statistic lost in the bureaucracy of a government, you know, trying to fill the... See, this is, again, a reminder of just how powerful community is. That community can find the solution and be so much more effective than a government that would pretend to be able... The government couldn't handle this. I mean, they couldn't handle the details of all this, because guess what? No. There are thousands of other people just like Jean, right?
Unfortunately, that's true, and it happens more often than we like to realize. And that's one of those things. And, you know, the government can't mandate kindness or, you know, that people have that warmth when they're helping each other. So there's something different about being helped by people who genuinely just want to help you and care about you specifically. You're not just a number. You're not just a book, like a page in a book. And I just, it's hard not to watch this story and get choked up.
Well, yeah. And it's tough with older people, too, because it's their home. It's their stuff. And they don't want you touching their stuff. You know, they're not going to. And I've been around, you know, situations like this where the home is such a mess that they just have to come in and declare that it's unfit. And it's just amazing how, in time and, you know, how people will just accept what they wouldn't normally accept in terms of, disorder and, you know, the lack of proper living conditions. But this is what happens with older people when, like you said, there's not a support team. There's not, okay, you know, a connection with family that helps them, you know, helps them out. Because it's just the nature. It's the nature of older people. And sometimes, unfortunately, things have to, in a sense, be forced to be taken away. And in this case, sadly, but fortunately, by the grace of God, they had neighbors there to help her out. And now she's her home has been refurbished, and everybody's been blessed. The community's been blessed. The family across the street has a new grandmother and a support system now. And that's just so cool to hear this.
I know. God has a way of working in mysterious ways, right? Like, this is one of those times where you're just like, the last thing she would have imagined that day was that this is going to be opening up a new chapter to her life, and she's going to live in a new, beautiful home because of this, and she's going to have a family. You know, I'm sure all she could think that day, and, you know, it was... And I just think that neighbor is a beautiful woman that deserves, you know, she was the one who got this going because she opened up her home to Jean when she didn't have much space. But she's just like, that's just what you do. It didn't even, and you know, they didn't even really know each other. You know, this wasn't like a neighbor she was close to.
But she lived across the street, though. This is the thing, you see, that's happened, is that we've become so isolated that we don't know our neighbor's stories. But here, in this case, as the Bible said, God puts the lonely in families. And this is what he did, again, true to his promise. And what a great story, Sam. I just am so grateful that you shared this with us. Now, this next one is about a Kentucky woman who paid it forward. She wins big in the lottery and says, hey, man, we're going to share, right?
you know, when you win the lottery, what's the first thing that you think you're going to do? Like, you decide.
Pay taxes. That's the first thing. Whether you want to or not, you got to pay taxes. Because they're right. They are in first position. They make that known right up from the get-go.
That's right. So this Kentucky woman, she decides, you know, I'm going to go to the local grocery store, and I'm going to start giving out gift cards to everybody. She goes around and starts giving out gift cards to everybody. And, it's just one of those things that the first, so she worked really hard for all the things in her life. And she decided, you know what? I'm going to pay this forward. And, it's just one of those things that I think that if more people would think like that, it would really change the world. It just, her name's, Crystal Dunn. And she just, you know, she won it this month. She won $146,000. And, you know, her first thought was, I'm going to give a gift to the community. And, you know, sometimes when you start doing something like paying it forward, it kind of changes things in your community, and it has a ripple effect. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in one of those. I mean, this is a very simple version of what she did. But if you're ever at a fast food place, like a coffee place or something, and the person in front of you pays, well, there always seems to be a chain reaction to that.
I know. That is so cool when that happens. And everybody, it's amazing how everybody's blessed because of that, right? In giving.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That is so cool. Hey, this next one is about a man who's driving by a burning home. He leaps into action. He saves five children that are sleeping.
That's right. So Nicholas Bostic, he was driving by a burning home. You know, what is your first thought whenever you're driving? I have never driven by a house like that. And his first thought, this is in Lafayette, Indiana. He ended up getting seriously injured, but he stops what he's doing. This is around 12:30 in the morning. And he sees the home up in flames, and he threw his car in reverse, pulls up in the driveway, and he wasn't able to call 911. He didn't waste his time trying to find someone who could. He just knows, you know, those precious seconds count. When a home is on fire, you don't have time.
Right.
And he ran upstairs, and he found four people. The youngest one was 4. The oldest one was 18, and he got them out safely. And then when he found out a 6-year-old girl was still inside, he ran back into the house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Wow.
That's right. And he ends up getting them out. And, you know, he was describing looking through the stairwell, calling it. It was like a black lagoon of smoke. And it's just amazing. You know, it's just Nicholas ends up wrapping his shirt around his mouth, and he went into the blackness, and he crawled around feeling, and he found her, and he rushed back up the stairs. And it's just, and this is a total stranger again, fighting the most, like, you know, there are people who question if you go back in.
Exactly.
In general, like
that's a miracle, because when you go into, I don't know if you've ever been in a building that's burning and the smoke and that, it is so intense you can't see.
That's great.
It has to be by, you know, the directive of God that would get you to that situation to feel this little girl. Unbelievable. What an incredible story. They're all right there at Sam's Corner, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap things up here. About 30 seconds left, Sam. This is neat. It's about time that we have a new number for mental health. It's a mental health hotline, 988, huh?
That's right. So instead of calling 911, 988 is a mental crisis helpline and is able to help people to keep people from committing suicide or any other kind of mental crisis. You call and it's going to get you connected to people in your area that are able to help, which I think, you know, this is a
brilliant
concept.
Yeah. Without a doubt. We'll leave it there. Thank you, Samantha Mount.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of
markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says,